Today's first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verses 3 through 9. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge, in every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heaven, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware. Keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of our Lord. Congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. I'll be right there. I hear you. You know what a candle is, don't you? How much light do you think a candle provides? Enough so that you can see. That's it. That's it. Have you ever really, you know, has there been a storm at your house and the lights go out and all of a sudden you have to light a candle? That candle's kind of cool because no matter how dark it was in your house, that candle is enough so that, I'm not really afraid anymore. And B, I can sort of see it, you know, walk around and all the rest of that. Today in the gospel story, Jesus was talking about darkness. And then he says, the Son of Man comes power and glory. Jesus comes to bring light into darkness, all right? And sometimes it can feel like it's just the littlest, teeniest, tiniest candle. And yet that's enough, because no matter how dark it is, one candle is enough. So if we look around out here, and if we look in the mirror this morning, we're that one candle. We can bring the light of God's love even to the darkest light. And that darkness cannot win because the light of Christ with it. That kind of cool. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we give you thanks for the light that Jesus provides. Help us to walk into our world shining with that light of Christ so that all may know your love. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's kind of dark and foggy outside right now. And if you look at it, the world around us also looks mighty dark. There's war in Ukraine. There's war in Israel. There's war in Gaza. There are rebels and governments shooting at each other and all kinds of different people. It seems that we hear more of violence than anything else in the news. And then when we turn to social media, yes, there still may be a couple of funny cat videos or strange TikTok dances, but there are also people targeting others, demeaning others, destroying lives just for a few likes. Now, if we're going to be truthful and honest, this world has always looked dark. Long before this war in Ukraine, there have been wars and violence throughout history. Adversaries have faced off against one another with rocks and sticks, with knives and swords, as well as Facebook pages and Twitter posts, or maybe I should say X posts now. You see, in today's gospel reading, Jesus isn't saying anything new when he talks about the sunless darkness and the falling stars that fill lives all around us. Jesus knows the darkness that surrounds us, the darkness of sin, the darkness of abuse, the darkness of neglect, the darkness of being forgotten. Jesus knows the darkness that surrounds us as we are abandoned and left out, as we are hungry or thirsty or naked. Jesus knows that darkness, and today he reminds us that that darkness is real all over. The truly novel parts about what Jesus says today in the gospel is that within the context of all of the darkness in our world, the Son of Man comes with great power and glory. Now, when I hear the word glory, the first thing that comes into my mind is brilliant light. Into the darkness of the world around us, Jesus arrives, shining light into all that darkness, and that darkness will never be able to overcome the light of Christ. Jesus also says that he will gather his family from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven, reflecting his light through each of us and through all of us. This is where I find good news. Because the light that Jesus brings into the darkness of life is the love and the presence of God. This love does not flinch from or shy away from the darkness of our lives. Rather, this love comes to us when we are filled with mourning and grief, when we are hungry or hungering for righteousness, when we are lost or hiding or chased away, when life is at its worst, when the devil, the world, and our sinful selves are all conspiring against us. The love and the presence of God come in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is what we celebrate in Advent. All of the ways that Jesus comes to us and comes to all humanity. As we wait for the celebration of Jesus coming as a child at Christmas, as we count our way down to those Christmas celebrations, let us recall with delight the power of God's incarnation in Jesus. God's love for us is so great that God wanted to experience our lives firsthand, and so Jesus comes to show us, completely show us, what God is truly like. As we await Jesus coming again, let us recall that for Jesus, that coming again is always a celebration. It's something that we can look forward to and not something to dread or fear. But in this Advent season, we also get to recognize the joyful truth that Jesus comes to us every day, every week, all the time. This present of God's love in Jesus comes to us here at the table of our Lord. It comes to us in the presence of our sisters and brothers in Christ. It comes in the challenge of the least of these in our family. It comes to us in the comfort of Scripture and in the calling to love our neighbors. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is asking us to keep awake and to stay alert for all of the ways that God's love comes down to light our darkness. Too often this gospel is read with dread. It is true that Jesus says that the sun will be darkened, but then Jesus also reminds us that we can tell when summer is coming. We wait with joy, watching the buds of spring, whether it's lilacs or apple blossoms or cherry blossoms and all the rest of that, and we know that summer is coming. We wait for it all, and we know that it is coming, and Jesus wants us to know that God's love comes to us as regularly and as routinely as the changing of seasons. It comes to us always. But Jesus also wants us to know that there is no darkness in our lives that the light of God's love will not overcome. I don't know if any of you, if they take kids to Ohio Caverns or something like that as a field trip. If you've ever been to a cavern kind of place like that, there's always a chamber there where no natural light ever shows up. It is completely dark. You can't see your hand in front of your face because there is no light. Into that complete darkness, the tour guide usually lights a light, a Zippo lighter. There it is. And all of a sudden, you can see complete darkness is defeated by a Zippo lighter. This is part of Jesus' proclamation today. No matter how dark our lives become, no matter how dark the world appears around us, the light of God's love is with us. And so Jesus is encouraging our faith, even if it starts small. Jesus is showing us that faith is our Zippo lighter. It's the candle that we light during the blackouts. We are encouraged not to despair the darkness, but live the light. That light of faith is a gift from God that we are led to encourage to grow with deep roots in the presence of God, with a strong trunk from the life and the love of Jesus, strong branches that will help us bear the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. God provides all of that to all of us, so that we can be light bearers, so that we can be lamp lighters for our neighbors with the love that comes to us from God. Now, it is true that Isaiah adds to some of the discomfort today, asking that the sky to be torn apart and the mountains to quake. But Isaiah also ends reminding us that to God, we are the clay and God is the potter. All that we have and all that we are comes from the goodness of God and the truth that God forgives us. God grants us new lives and God saves us from ourselves and from the temptations around us. This potter God gives us faith, and from that faith, we see the light, we see the peace, we see the hope. Hope is the overarching theme for this Advent season. We have hope because Jesus came as a child. We have hope that Jesus will return. We have hope from all of the ways that Jesus enters into our lives every day. We have hope because we know that God wins, that God's love is more powerful than anything else. In the weakness of the likes of us, the strength of God overflows, and that brings hope. In faith smaller than mustard seeds that we have, the light from God's love shines brightly, and that brings us hope. from the love that God gives us so extravagantly. We get to live lives sharing that love with neighbors and strangers, with family and friends, even with our enemies and all that we meet, and that brings hope. So today, let us claim the hope. Let us reignite the faith that Jesus gives us as we walk towards Christmas, as we walk into the world, bringing light and life, love and mercy wherever it is that we go. The world around us can be so dark, but today we are shown once again that we have a proof against that darkness. We have the gift of faith and hope instead of darkness. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you now to rise as we confess together our faith using the words we find in the Advent Creed printed in your bulletin. We believe in one God, who is Father and Creator, maker of all we see and all we don't see, who is ruler of the universe, source of all creation. We believe in one God, who is Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, true God and true human. He is one with the Creator, the Word made flesh, our Messiah, Savior of all creation. We believe in one God, who is Holy Spirit, breath of God moving among us, who is one with the Creator, one with the Christ, our Comforter and our Guide, Mentor of all creation. We believe in God's own Church, one Holy Catholic and Apostolic. We believe we are called to the communion of saints and receive the forgiveness of sins. We believe in the resurrection of the body and everlasting life. Amen. With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration. Call your church into holy fellowship as we await the restoration of all things. Re-energize your faithful people to live with hope and compassion, especially those who serve as missionaries near and far. Center us on your promise to come among us and make all things new. Lord, in your mercy, all creation signals your presence, O God. The vastness of the cosmos, the turn of the seasons, and living things that both rest and flourish rekindle our commitment to care for the earth. Lord, in your mercy, let the nations tremble at your holy presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Restore peace to nations in conflict, teach righteousness to corrupt leaders and systems, and bring stability to areas facing uncertain futures. Lord, in your mercy, enrich the spirits of all who feel hopeless, fearful, or despairing. Stay close to those who await healing or relief. Deliver all in any need. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness. We pray for Stephanie, Dawn, Sharla, Darlene, Judith, Jerry, Judy, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy, be with those who keep awake at night, nurses working overnight shift, caregivers of newborns and of aging adults, stargazers, those who are anxious or those who are traveling. Reveal to all that the dark can be a place of calm and comfort filled with your presence. Lord, in your mercy, you have sent out your angels and gathered your faithful people from every time and place, calling them into one fellowship of saints. Bless the witness of those who dwell in your eternal presence. Lord, in your mercy, listen to these and all our prayers, O God, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy. Amen. You may be seated as we gather our gifts. Please rise and let us pray. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. We give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us, to proclaim to us your will. He is your Word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your Word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant and to show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be people of hope. Let hope live in your heart, and share the hope of Christ with all you meet. In this season of Advent, we need to see, feel, and share hope. So may the God of hope, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and be with you all. Amen. I hope you have a week filled with blessing as you go into the world with hope.
May God's blessing be with us.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Joy is a the beam of my song and the beat of my heart, and that joy is found in you. For you showed the power of your cross and your grace saving love, and my soul woke up to you. I heard your beautiful news, grace so amazing, so true. Shout it out, let the people sing. Something so powerful should shake the whole wide world. Make it loud, make it louder still. Savior, we're singing now to celebrate your beautiful news. Shout it out, let the people sing. Something so powerful should shake the whole wide world. Make it loud, make it louder still. Savior, we're singing now to celebrate your beautiful news. There's a God who came down to save. Show the world His amazing grace. There's a God who came down to save, and He calls your name. Shout it out, let the people sing. Something so powerful should shake the whole wide world. Shout it out, let the people sing. Something so powerful.